Blackstone Audio Books presents Old Soldiers Never Die, The Life of Douglas MacArthur by Jeffrey Parrott. This book bears a dedication. This work is dedicated to Albert P. Brewster, sailor, Japanese linguist, and friend. Chapter 1. The Sound of Bugles. Compared to both his peers and his predecessors, Douglas MacArthur was unique. From his birth at Little Rock Barracks, Arkansas in 1880, to his death at Walter Reed Hospital 84 years later, he never spent a day or even an hour outside the United States Army. Unlike the other five-star generals, Pershing, Marshall, Eisenhower, Bradley, and Arnold, none of his formative years was passed in a civilian household, wondering what life in the military might be like. That military world was the whole of his existence from the time his mother clutched him as a baby to her breast. His first memory, he said, was the sound of bugles. With an ancestry on his father's side that was almost entirely Scottish, MacArthur sprang from a people noted for excelling in two fields of endeavor: soldiering and the law. This inheritance was repeated on his mother's side. She came from Virginia, that other famous nursery of warriors and attorneys. MacArthur's paternal grandfather, Arthur MacArthur, born in Glasgow on January 26, 1817, considered himself a double-distilled MacArthur. Both his mother and father had the surname MacArthur. Unfortunately, Arthur never knew his father, who had died 10 days before the birth of his son. Born and reared in the lowlands of Scotland, this double-distilled MacArthur...